No trick questions.
No.
So, Doug Hoyer from Edmonton, you came with Michael.
Michael Rault.
Rault. R-A-U-L-T.
Yeah.
Bluesy thing. You saw some graffiti in our bathroom that said something about Robert Johnson having played in Windsor in 1937, and you busted out some influences of his.
Yeah, I busted out a Skip James song, "Devil Got My Woman," and yeah, I guess he was pretty into Skip James, and some of his stuff really reflects that. So I don't know any, like, I know a lot of Robert Johnson, but I don't like know how to play it really well. So,
but do you I guess I can say I listen to music and say yes, come play here, as opposed to reading a review or a description. So do you post blues? Like, what? How do you tell people that you sound, and what would be an appropriate way of telling people, this guy's coming to Windsor, listen to it, it's like this? And don't compare it to somebody, but what do you usually say?
I'd say it's kind of a minimalist rock and roll thing, but in like the true sense of rock and roll, where it's sort of energetic blues influenced music. And I still mix in a fair amount of British Invasion sort of pop and stuff like that, and there's some chord changes beyond your basic blues structure, but yeah, I'd say it's basically just old-fashioned rock.
Foot
and
roll. Stomping, yeah, like exactly. It was fun.
Yeah,
I didn't know necessarily to expect that, because you know a lot of artists that tour, they bring somebody who's not a mirror, but definitely a very close compliment. And you guys, I would say, are pretty damn different. Would you say? This is Doug.
Yeah, I guess so. I never really thought about it, honestly. When I've toured with a few different acts, some former Edmontonians and stuff like that, like Sean Savage, who is quite different than my own music as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, with Michael, it's more just like I'm a huge fan of his music. So, I don't know. I remember, what was it, like last winter, I think we had, I had approached him about recording a song together for a side project of mine. And after that, it was just, I don't know, we were like, man, we should hit the road. Let's do it.
Well, I think it's a good thing you got going. You're playing, how long are you on the road after today? Today is Tuesday the 6th
of
October?
Just a hair under a month.
Yeah,
till the 30th.
Okay. A little more. Yeah, I'm on the road till about the 2nd or 3rd of November, so a little less than a month now.
Doug Hoyer, H-O-Y-E-R. You can, I guess, go to his MySpace and find some of the dates where you're moving around. You guys...
Halifax Pop Explosion, a few dates in Toronto, Greater Toronto.
When is that? Halifax Pop Explosion.
It's the 20th to the 24th. We're playing on
in
the
24th. October?
Yeah.
I never thought it was a cold event.
Apparently.
Is it?
It's on ice, man.
It's on ice. So, and for people who, I don't know, are you a musician? You listen to this? Go take a look at the Exclaim magazine this month. It's the one with You Say Party, We Say Die. Do you even know what page you're on?
Oh, geez, I don't know offhand. Oh, he's got it.
You can hunt it down. There's a pretty great little ad. It actually has their MySpace addresses on it. And it's one of those things where I love flipping through Exclaim, and you see somebody who's posted, who's got an ad that's coming through your place. It's not cheap.
No.
So come see their shows. Like, look them up and see the shows. It's
fun music. We play fun music. If you want to, you know, get yourself out of this depression era, you know, we can lift you up with the blues and some ukulele tunes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a good point. You go from a guy who has a tambourine strapped to an old white Converse sneaker, and plays that tambourine like every single song, which looked exhausting, to ukulele, then a hollow body guitar that sounds like gold. It's a real nice dynamic show, and good people. It's like when Doug was here, how many months ago? It was just
six months ago. Yeah,
it doesn't feel that long ago.
We're on page 48.
Page 48. Look for the Exclaim ad, and just look for this trio. They have some help. Also, he's very quiet and eating some drums. But
Kevin Godet.
Kevin Godet.
On the kit.
Look for them and go see them and get some records. Like, $5, your records are fine. Like,
yeah, my records.
You want people to hear you.
Yeah, just get it out
there. That's why I know some of your songs. You can always tell that if a bartender or a booker knows your music, you've made it accessible. And that's a very good thing. So go see them. Thanks for coming again.
Thanks for having us.
Come back. Come see them next time. Jeez.